Hey there, this is Rick Taylor, and you're listening to the Weight Loss Mindset Podcast. Imagine navigating a dense forest where every turn presents a new path, each promising to lead you to the same destination, optimal health. But here's the catch. Not all paths are what they seem. Some are mirages, illusions crafted from myths and misconceptions about nutrition that many of us, without realizing, have taken as gospel. Now ask yourself, how often have you stood at these crossroads wondering which path to take? Have you ever paused mid-bite into an avocado or a slice of whole grain bread, haunted by the nagging thought, is this actually good for me? Or perhaps while reaching for that low-fat yogurt, you've questioned if you're making the right choice for your weight loss journey. Why is it that we find ourselves second-guessing these choices? Today we're going on a journey. Not through a forest, but through the thicket of nutrition myths that have ensnared the truth about what it means to eat healthily. Why do so many of us fall prey to these myths? Is it because the allure of a quick fix is too strong to resist? Or is it because the true path requires a guide to navigate successfully? Let's dive deep, question everything, and find out how we can emerge on the other side not just more informed, but empowered to make choices that align with our body's true needs. Welcome to today's episode, where we don't just bust myths, we rebuild your confidence in making informed nutrition choices. Fat is not the enemy. This section unfolds with a surprising twist titled, Fat is not the enemy. It's a proclamation that, in a world steeped in dietary dogmas, might make more than a few eyebrows raise in skepticism. But as we've come to learn, truth often lies beneath layers of misconception, waiting for its moment in the sun. Imagine, if you will, your body is a high-performance vehicle, a marvel of engineering designed to operate at peak efficiency. Would you fuel such a vehicle with anything less than the best? Then why do we readily deprive our bodies of fats, those invaluable sources of fuel, and marvel when our energy sputter and stall, our energy wanes, and our systems falter? How many times have you stood in the grocery aisle, your hand hovering over a ripe, inviting avocado or a fresh fillet of salmon, only to retract it in favor of something emblazoned with low fat or fat-free? It's as if a collective myth has taken root in our consciousness, whispering that all fat is an enemy, and that to achieve our health and weight loss aspirations, we must turn away from fat at every turn. Let's dissect this narrative, shall we? The tale spun for generations suggests that the consumption of fat is a cardinal sin against the body, directly correlating with unwanted weight gain and health decline. This oversimplification not only maligns an essential nutrient, but also obscures the truth about dietary fats and their role in our well-being. But pause for a moment and consider the possibility that fats, especially those unsaturated varieties, think avocados, nuts, and olive oil, are not just beneficial, but essential to our health. These fats are the unsung heroes in nutrient absorption, the guardians of our cells, the nurturers of our skin, and the fuel for our brains. So why then have we been so quick to cast them aside, to demonize them without a fair trial? I invite you to wear the cap of a skeptic, to question the validity of long-held beliefs about foods. Let's dissect the evidence, sift through the studies, and engage in a dialogue that challenges the status quo. Are we perhaps overlooking the very elements of our diet that could unlock better health, vitality, and wellness. Carbs are not inherently bad. In this section, we're setting our sights on one of the most controversial characters in the world of nutrition, carbohydrates. Yes, the very macronutrient that's been both vilified and celebrated, often leaving us in a whirlwind of confusion. But here's the core truth we're unraveling today. Carbs are not inherently bad. Now, isn't that a statement that makes you pause and wonder, especially when countless diet trends have painted carbs as the villain in our weight loss narratives? Let's kick things off with a little scene. Picture this. It's the start of a new day, and you're staring down at your breakfast plate. On one side, you have a freshly baked croissant, its buttery layers promising a moment of bliss. On the other, a bowl of oatmeal topped with fruits and nuts. Less glamorous, perhaps, but inviting in its own right. Here lies the crux of our carb conundrum. Why is it that one choice is often demonized while the other is celebrated? Have you ever stopped to question the fairness of this dietary dichotomy? Carbohydrates, in their essence, are our body's main source of energy. They're the fuel that powers everything from our daily activities to our high-intensity workouts. Yet somewhere along the line, we've been led to believe that all carbs spell disaster for our health and waistlines. But isn't it curious how the same nutrient, essential for our survival, has been cast as the villain? This brings us to an important distinction. Not all carbs are created equal. Imagine, if you will, carbs as two siblings. On one hand, you have the simple carbs, the wild, impulsive ones, quick to give you a rush of energy, but just as fast to leave you in the lurch, hungry and unsatisfied. These are your sugars, your refined flours, the ones that give carbs a bad name. Then there are the complex carbs, the steady, reliable siblings. They take their time, providing a slow, constant source of energy, keeping you full and focused. These are your whole grains, your vegetables, your legumes. Now ask yourself, when you think about cutting carbs, are you considering which sibling you're turning away from your plate? Are you indiscriminately shunning both, without recognizing their unique contributions to your health? Let's dive a bit deeper. The vilification of carbs has led many to adopt diets that drastically reduce their carbohydrate intake, believing this to be the golden path to weight loss. But at what cost? Carbohydrates are not just about energy. They're also about nutrients, fiber, and a host of benefits that support everything from gut health to mental well-being. So why do we continue to demonize an entire macronutrient based on the actions of its less nutritious members? Could it be that we've been too quick to judge, too eager for simple solutions in a complex nutritional landscape? I invite you to reflect on your own diet. Think about the carbs that make up your daily intake. Are you feeding yourself with the kind that burns bright and fast, leaving you to crash and burn? Or are you choosing those that sustain and nourish, supporting your body's needs over the long haul? In our quest for health and weight loss, it's crucial that we look beyond the headlines, beyond the oversimplified narratives that do more harm than good. Carbohydrates, in their true essence, are not the enemy. Like any story, there's nuance, there's complexity, and most importantly, there's individuality in how our bodies respond to different foods. Remember this, nutrition is not one size fits all. It's about finding the balance that works for your body, your lifestyle, and your goals. It's about making informed choices, not out of fear, but out of understanding and respect for the incredible machine that is your body. So the next time you find yourself facing the carb dilemma at the breakfast table, or any meal for that matter, ask yourself, are you making a choice based on myth or based on what truly nourishes you? Here's to embracing the whole spectrum of carbohydrates for a richer, more balanced approach to eating and living. Protein isn't just for bodybuilders. In a world that often seems to be painted in black and white, especially when it comes to nutrition, the subject of protein consumption is like a vibrant splash of color that refuses to be ignored. But here's a question that might make you pause. Do you believe protein is reserved only for those who live and breathe the gym life, for the bodybuilders and the athletes? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Yet this is where the narrative needs a dramatic shift. Let's dive into a story that might sound all too familiar. Picture Sarah, an everyday individual, not an athlete, far from what you'd call a gym enthusiast. Sarah believed, like many, that her moderate exercise routine didn't warrant a focus on protein. Protein is for those who want to bulk up, she thought, echoing a common misconception. But here's the twist in the tale. Sarah often found herself battling fatigue, struggling to concentrate, and always feeling just a step behind her goals, both personal and professional. Does this ring any bells for you? Have you ever felt that relentless drag, that unshakable tiredness, despite doing everything right? Sarah's story took a turn when a chance conversation introduced her to the truth about protein. It's not just for bodybuilders. In fact, protein is a cornerstone of health for everyone. It's about repairing muscles, yes, but it's also crucial for maintaining energy levels, supporting immune function, and ensuring our body's cells, enzymes, and hormones operate effectively. Let's debunk a few myths, shall we? First, the belief that high protein intake is harmful to your kidneys has been widely disproven in healthy individuals. The truth is, your body thrives on protein. And no, consuming more protein doesn't necessarily mean you'll bulk up. Muscle building requires a specific training regimen alongside increased protein intake. But here's a question to ponder. How many of us are truly aware of how much protein we need? It's not about overloading on protein shakes or eating steak every day. It's about understanding the balance, how to incorporate a variety of protein sources into your diet, from lean meats to beans, lentils, and even vegetables. Let's circle back to Sarah. After integrating more protein into her diet from diverse sources, she noticed a remarkable change. The fatigue began to lift, her concentration improved, and those goals that once seemed just out of reach, oh, they became achievements she could proudly tick off her list. Now, think about your own diet. Are you giving your body the protein it deserves? Are you nurturing it with the right building blocks to thrive, not just survive? Let this story be a reminder that protein isn't just for the bodybuilders or the athletes. It's for the busy parent, the office worker, the student, and yes, even for those who might never step foot in a gym. It's for anyone who dreams of living a healthier, more vibrant life. So I'll leave you with this. Will you rethink your protein intake, not just as a nutrient, but as a vital contributor to your overall health and well-being? Because after all, we're not just what we eat. We're what we absorb, what we utilize, and ultimately what we embody. Let's choose to embody health in all its colorful, vibrant glory. Okay, so what's next? As we draw the curtain on today's expedition through the dense jungle of nutrition myths, let's take a moment to look back at the ground we've covered. We've unearthed the truth about fats, learning that they're not villains, but vital players in our diet. We've navigated the complex terrain of carbohydrates, discovering that they're not the enemy, but energy sources that fuel our journey. And we've debunked the towering myths about proteins, recognizing their essential role for everyone, not just the athletes among us. But what does all this mean for you, sitting on the other side of the screen or speaker pondering your next meal or snack? It's simple, yet profound. Knowledge is power. Armed with the truths we've shared today, you're no longer wandering in the dark. You're striding confidently towards a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. So, as we conclude, I pose this final question to you. With these myths now laid bare, how will you rewrite your nutrition story? Will you let old myths hold sway, or will you step boldly onto the path of informed, healthy choices? Remember, the journey to optimal health isn't a sprint, it's a marathon, and every meal, every choice is a step along the way. Let's make those steps count, guided not by myths, but by the clear, bright light of truth. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and most importantly, keep thriving.